That's Julian Lloyd Webber and Harper Katrin Finch, music by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov from his opera Sadko, Song of India. You're listening to Destination Classics here at the New Classical FM. I'm Mike Duncan, and we are celebrating the new Zoomer magazine, all about the royals, that's on newsstands now. And in this hour of the program, we're traveling throughout the Commonwealth. And this is part two of my interview with Vivian Vazos, executive editor and travel specialist for Zoomer magazine. With Zoomer magazine, you're having a UK and Ireland tour, tracing the footsteps of Harry and Meghan's romance?
Well, they did travel quite a bit. You know, we know they traveled in Canada, in Toronto. Yep. They met a few times. But yep, they traveled quite a bit around the world, but particularly in the UK, to get to know people and have Harry introduce Meghan to,
sure,
to
potential,
the UK and Ireland.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, we've taken a little bit of a tour, a royal tour of Great Britain and Ireland, and we've highlighted a few spots where they've gone. That it's beyond London, which is nice. Ascot's another place if you're into horses and horse racing, not just Royal Ascot weekend, but but you can go all through the summer and see the races there. Again, Edinburgh, I mentioned. Dublin, they went to visit the president there because that's the Republic. Mm-hmm. We caught them coming out of a gin palace in Belfast as well. So there's lots of great places that they've traveled around. We sort of let you know what's going on in each of these places, what to do in each of these hot spots, whether it's Birmingham or Nottingham.
Nottingham, I mean, forgive me
they've
for not
an
being
incredible,
up.
Yeah, they've got like, an incredible
wow,
contemporary
that was a real
gallery.
Place.
Yes, Nottingham is a real place.
You know, because you're the sheriff of Nottingham,
yes,
Robin Hood,
exactly.
That's it. Yeah.
They have an incredible contemporary art gallery that's worth visiting. Mm-hmm. And we also, in this, the royal special, in the royal baby special, we felt that we wanted to bring a little more of not just pictures of the baby or pictures of Meghan with Harry, but the idea of what the Commonwealth and what the UK can bring from a travel perspective, from a wellness perspective, from a cocktail perspective, because gin and tonic, it's dear to my heart in a lot of ways. And we've got great recipes for gin and tonic, all sorts of great ways to throw a party.
Right.
Afternoon tea, as I said,
sure,
gin and tonic, the martini that all the Bonds used to drink, inspired by Ian Fleming in 007. So there's more to it. It's a rich package of fun information inspired by Harry and Meghan and Archie.
Let me ask you about, because you seem to be an expert on this, what is your take on Harry and Meghan being perhaps the most laid back, the most, and dare I use this word, common of all the royals? I mean, they seem to have the people's touch. Do you know what I mean?
I think that it's important that they're approachable and accessible. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of the reasons that Harry is, aside from the Queen, the most popular royal.
Yeah.
He came out to tell everyone that the baby was born by himself in the stables with the horses behind him.
Yeah.
And elated and blushing and like going like a girl, really, if you think about it, like just adorable. And I think that is endearing. And I think it's important. I think that Kate and William having to carry on the king's sort of reign. But even with them, they've made themselves more accessible.
They really have.
Yeah, and just broken down some of those barriers that I think is really important now, in especially when it comes to philanthropy. And, you know, we're losing that human touch.
Yeah.
And I think these royals are going to be able to bring that human touch back.
Well, I mean, one of the best examples of that is that Harry and William, I mean, they speak out about mental health issues.
Exactly.
You know, you never would have seen in the past.
Well, and they're even using their social media as a platform. They launched their social media platform less than a month ago, and they already have, I think, something like that.
Wow.
Anyway, I think 6 million, and they're using the platform to really shed light on these things. So mental health, during Mental Health Week, which was just recently, they shut down all the other accounts and only focused on mental health accounts for Instagram. So they're really, you know, especially Harry and Meghan, so much of what they have in common is philanthropy, animal rights activists, poverty. And so I think these are things that I think, especially for the younger generation.
Well, and it makes the monarchy relevant.
It absolutely makes the monarchy relevant. The Queen still has more than 600 charitable patronages.
Wow.
It's a lot. And she's passing them down to, and so it's a trickle down. I mean, Diana had the same sort of human touch that Harry has. And I think that's important to bring to the role. And I think that's why the Queen is really giving Harry what he wants, giving him the House of Sussex, letting him live in Windsor, letting them be a bit, you know, off-piste in a way that I think makes them relevant.
So I'm guessing that you're going to have your own very own high tea this Victoria Day weekend.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to add champagne and probably more cream than jam on the scones.
With fireworks?
Absolutely. Why not? That's all part of it. I mean, it is the Queen's 200th. Mm-hmm. So if you can't have at least 200 calories in every single thing you eat for high tea, why not?
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. This has been very informative and a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to Vivian Vazos, the executive editor and travel specialist of Zoomer Magazine. Now, you can pick up the very special Royal Baby issue. It's on newsstands in the GTA right now, and it hits the Canadian newsstands next week. But if you can't wait for that magazine and you want to find out everything Royals and everything that's going on, go to everythingzoomer.com.